You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Arabic news. Today, the Party Committee of Kansas City Public Security organized a conference to review the half-term implementation of resolution set for 2020-2025 term. Vice Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee, Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee, Trương Việt Trường, came to attend and delivered a guidance speech. In the past half term, the Party Committee of Kansas City Public Security has achieved many remarkable results in implementing the resolution, notably in the fight to suppress crime and social security work to prevent the COVID-19 epidemic. Epidemic cases are hot spots in security order and crime were always controlled, making an important contribution to the socio-economic development of the city. The city public security has completed the target of issuing chip-based identity cards and is one of 19 localities that completed the target before the deadline assigned by the Ministry of Public Security. This morning in Omon Urban District, Kansas City Social Insurance organized the launching ceremony to respond to Vietnam Health Insurance Day July 1st to propagate and mobilize people to participate in voluntary social insurance household health insurance in the second phase in 2023. The launching ceremony was held online with all communes, squads, and towns in the city in participation. At the ceremony, Kansas City Social Security highlighted the practicality of social insurance and health insurance for people, thereby affirming the state's welfare policy for people. At the launching ceremony, some hospitals in the city presented 165 health insurance cards to needy people. Vietnam Oil and Gas Group of Petro Vietnam has just received the dossier of Ô Môn 3 and 4 power plant project transferred from Electricity of Vietnam, or EVN. Representatives of EVN and PVN signed the minutes of handover of a number of contracts related to the project, including planning dossier of Ô Môn Power Center, dossier of project, pre-feasibility study report, feasibility study report profile, and documents relating to capital arrangement and other documents. Yesterday morning, Kansas City Department of Horticulture and Plant Protection, in collaboration with the International Rice Research Institute, organized the meeting of factors in the straw products value chain. At the meeting, ERI experts introduced activities and objectives of the project called Promoting Innovation in the Rice Straw Value Chain in Vietnam. Results collected from surveys, market research surveys, difficulties and limitations of biodegradable products and organic fertilizers from straw in provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta. The meeting organized in board spent a lot of time for the groups to discuss the results of the study on the value chain of straw products. These are important moves that contribute to promoting innovations in the rice straw value chain, since then contributing to sustainable agricultural development. In order to encourage customers to actively reduce electricity demand to save electricity following the government's policy, yesterday, Kansas City Power Company held a communication conference on electricity saving load adjustment customer credit deal. In 2022, Kansas City Power Company mobilized and propagated to save more than 63 million kilowatt-hours of electricity, corresponding to 2.25% of commercial electricity output. From July 1st, the base salary increases from 1.49 million Vietnam dong a month to 1.8 million Vietnam dong a month for cadres, public and civil servants, and the armed forces, following Decree Number 24/2023 of the government. And from this time, pensions, social insurance, welfare, and monthly allowances increase from 12.5% to 20.8%. In 2022, Vietnam has a marked growth in the number of international visitors compared to 2022. According to a report of the Vietnam National Administration of Tourism, Vietnam welcomed more than 5.5 million international visitors in the first 6 months of the year, reaching about 69% of the annual target of 8 million visitors. The largest number of international visitors to Vietnam is South Korea, followed by China, Taiwan, the USA, Malaysia, Japan, Singapore, Cambodia, Thailand, and Australia. The domestic market also increased sharply during the peak month, with 13.5 million and 64 million visitors in the first half. Total revenue from tourists in the first 6 months of the year was estimated at over 343 billion Vietnam Dong. And that's for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.